Welcome back to another episode of 9.09ers English Weekly. I'm your host, Brian, and for the past few weeks, we've been talking about some insights on how to improve your English. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something really timely and interesting, pageants. The Miss Universe 2023 pageant has just ended, and it's a hot topic right now. So let's talk about how watching these shows can impact your performance in various English tests. I mean, I think many of you believe that following pageants can positively impact how you speak, and I don't necessarily contest that. But I would also want to dive into some of the possible drawbacks of imitating how beauty pageant contestants talk and answer questions during the competition. Okay, so for those of you who do not know, I come from the Philippines, and I am so happy that our candidate was able to get into the top 10 of the Miss Universe 2023 pageant. I would also like to congratulate Miss Nicaragua for winning the title. She truly is an empowered and transformational woman. But that's not really what we're going to talk about today. I mean, we're not going to recap what happened during the pageant or tackle the highlights of the show. We're going to discuss the possible dangers of treating pageants as the standard to effective and clear communication. Think about it. When you watch these pageants, what catches your eye? It's not just the fancy dresses and smiles. It's how these contestants speak. They're articulate, confident, and their words just flow. And that's something that can totally rub off on us. When you see these contestants answering tough questions or giving impromptu speeches, it's really fascinating, considering the fact that they're able to gracefully do so under those pressuring and stressful conditions. So, yes, I admit that there are lots of things that we can learn from those beauty pageant contestants, most especially when it comes to dealing with stressful situations, just like the circumstances that you're going to be encountering on exam day. Some of these pageant formats even mimic how the speaking subtest of various English exams are facilitated, which already kind of gives you a familiar picture on how to go about taking these English exams. And since we've been talking about English exams, we do have plenty of tests right now that assess the English proficiency levels of candidates who wish to work, study, or migrate overseas. And their speaking tests are designed to assess language abilities in distinct ways. The IELTS speaking test consists of three parts: an introductory interview on familiar topics, speaking on a given topic for 2 minutes, and a subsequent discussion. The assessment criteria include fluency, coherence, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation, evaluated through direct interaction with the examiner. In contrast, the OET speaking test focuses on healthcare-related scenarios. Test takers engage in role-play situations relevant to the healthcare profession, interacting with simulated patients or professionals. Their performance is evaluated based on communication skills, understanding of patient needs, and adept usage of medical vocabulary. The PTE speaking test presents various item types, such as reading aloud, repeating sentences, describing images, and answering questions. AI software evaluates test takers on oral fluency, pronunciation, content, and coherence. The Michigan English Test, or MET, which has been in use since 2007, has recently gained popularity, as it is now accepted for U.S. visa screen purposes. MET's speaking test involves tasks ranging from prompts to describing pictures and sharing personal opinions. Trained examiners assess pronunciation, intonation, grammar, and vocabulary. Similarly, the CELPIP speaking test features tasks requiring answering questions, expressing opinions, and describing situations. Assessment involves computer and human raters focusing on content, vocabulary, pronunciation, and fluency. Lastly, the TOEFL speaking test includes 4 tasks: reading, listening, and speaking, expressing an opinion, and summarizing. Evaluation is conducted by machine and human raters, considering delivery, language use, and topic development. These tests vary in format, task types, assessment methods, and target audiences. Some involve direct interaction with examiners, while others use AI technology. Understanding these differences helps test takers prepare effectively for the specific requirements of each exam, catering to their individual strengths and areas of improvement. So going back to pageants, you will learn that, to some extent, they can be beneficial, most especially if we get inspired to talk as eloquently and confidently as those well-prepared candidates. But hey, let's not ignore the other side of the coin. So, we've all seen those glamorous pageants where contestants are poised, articulate, and seemingly flawless in their communication. They ace those impromptu questions and interviews, leaving us in awe of their speaking skills. But here's the problem. This kind of communication might create some not-so-great influences on our own language use. One major concern is that these pageants often set a particular standard for speaking. It's mostly about using sophisticated language, being polished, and projecting confidence. And while it works perfectly for the stage, it might not mirror how most people actually talk in their day-to-day lives. So watching these pageants might make us feel like our own way of speaking isn't good enough or isn't correct at all. You're better off watching reality TV shows that actually feature how normal individuals communicate when they're asked questions. After all, you will certainly not be talking on stage every single time, and there are going to be more opportunities for you to speak casually or conversationally with your peers, family, and coworkers abroad than the times you would need to hold the mic and speak to an audience. Can you imagine speaking to your examiner like a pageant contestant? That's just going to be super strange and might be a bit uncomfortable for the examiner. It might also sound too rehearsed or artificial, which can make your examiners think that you've memorized your answers. This can lead to even lower scores on these tests because your speech should be natural and spontaneous, not scripted. Then there's the impact on our writing. Contestants in pageants often have this rehearsed, almost perfect way of answering questions. It's simply eloquent, and I cannot argue with that at all. But it might not always come off as natural. Yet, if we always think that this is the standard by which we should communicate in English every time, even when writing, this might trick us into believing that we need to write in a similarly structured, formal, and artificial manner all the time. It can blur the line between what's genuine and what's performative in our own writing. For example, these pageant contestants typically use strongly worded phrases to impress the audience, but sometimes they do not address the question that was thrown to them at all. I've seen so many contestants in these pageants over the years who provided responses that did not actually hit the question right to the head. It's like they just wanted to spew creative and impressive phrases and impactful sentences to make the audience think that they're so good, but if you transcribe everything they've said and read it side by side, the question, you realize that they're often pointless or unrelated to the question. Well, that's except for a few candidates who really gave strong answers, and oftentimes they're the ones picked as winners. But even so, they're very rare. Most of these candidates give pageant patty responses and motherhood statements that might appear logical, impactful, and remarkable due to the way they deliver them, but are just oftentimes just a confusing mix of cliches that does not make any sense. And let's talk about diversity in language. Pageants tend to favor a particular accent or style of speaking, which can unintentionally promote the idea that only one way of speaking English is correct or acceptable. There's a tendency for those who have very strong accents to either lose the competition because they used their strongly affected English pronunciation or ultimately rely on an interpreter to translate the answer for them to give them a winning chance. I remember one Filipina candidate before who was asked whether speaking English is an important requirement to win Miss Universe, and she had a fascinating answer, but she still lost to a candidate who spoke in a native accent and sounded clear and confident when she spoke. These instances could make individuals with different accents or speech patterns feel like they don't fit in or that their way of speaking isn't valued as much. The pressure that comes with watching these pageants can't be ignored either. Seeing contestants effortlessly navigate challenging questions might make us feel like we're falling short. It can create this unnecessary expectation that we should always sound flawless and perfect in our communication, which is an unfair and unrealistic standard to hold ourselves to. So, enjoy the show and support the candidates. But don't think that pageants are the standard to speaking and writing in English better. In essence, while beauty pageants showcase impressive communication skills, they also tend to set unattainable standards, pressure us to conform to a specific way of speaking and writing, and might inadvertently reinforce stereotypes about language. It's essential to recognize that there's no single correct way to speak or write English. Our own unique voices and expressions are valuable and valid, irrespective of whether they align with the pageant-perfected standards or not. As they always say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And this quote holds true even when appreciating the beauty of the language we speak. Thanks for tuning in to explore this side of the beauty pageant conversation, and thank you so much for joining us on another episode of 9.09ers English Weekly Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We're just a message away. You can reach us via email at training@nineronlinereview.com, or you can visit our website at shop.nineronlinereview.com. We'll be back with more exciting language-related topics in our future episodes. Until then, keep learning, keep practicing, and success will surely follow. Until next time, take care and best of luck on your English tests.